is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We've reached the top of a new hour here on Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Grace Remington with Will Hill, keeping you updated through all of today's sports betting action. Taking a look at the diamond now. Finally, a score in Mariners Twins, although it's not the score I wanted. Mariners up 1-0 in the top of the eighth. The Twins with a man on first and two outs. The Diamondbacks leading 3-1. The Nationals get a run on the board after Corbin Burnes leaves the game with an apparent elbow arm injury. Still waiting on official word for that. Pirates Padres has begun. Pittsburgh leading 2-1 in the top of the third. And I need to check on our Andrew Heaney bet. He has, hold up. Got to expand the box score. Okay, two innings. Don't have any walks yet. Bummer. Two innings, three hits. One run, it is earned. No walks, two strikeouts. It'll come. It'll come against the top 10 team in getting walks in the Padres. Let's go to college baseball, because we just saw one of the biggest upsets of the tournament here, Will, with Vandy losing to Wright State. But any more of these scores or games kind of sticking out at you tonight?
Let me ask you, I have a hit tomorrow morning with on VSiN by the Books, Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis. Jensen Lewis, our Vandy guy. What's the quickest I can get a Wright State hat shipped to my house from Amazon? Will it come overnight? Could I get it for the morning, you think, or is that too soon?
Oh, you can. Order it right now.
All right.
You might have to, they have that thing that's like 25, if you spend $25, it'll ship overnight. I think you need to do that.
But it's nine a.m. Eastern. It's gonna come before that.
They do overnight. Or what is it? What time
that
is
would be
it?
A great
it's 6
bit.
O'clock. You could get it this evening. I like this.
I'm gonna have to look into that. I mean, it's gonna be mean. I like Jensen. Super nice guy. Really nice guy.
I know Jensen's so nice.
So nice. But I almost have to do it, right? I mean, it'd be a funny bit.
Yeah, especially in the morning. This is morning show vibes. I am voting for yes. Right. Get on Amazon right now, and I will fill content for this block so you can place your order.
Okay. I'll put out an order for my wife to do it right now. She's like, why the hell are we spending however much money on a Wright State hat? Don't worry about it. Just order it.
Honestly, I think that's one of the most fun things about being a sports fan or sports journalist is you just accumulate random sports team gear throughout time.
Yes.
Like, I have Ole Miss gear, Gator gear, Alabama gear, LSU, bunch of Tampa stuff. I have like an Oregon shirt. I've never even been to the state of Oregon. I have Oregon Ducks gear, but I like it. Like, I'm a fan of everyone. Why not? So you wear that Wright State hat with pride.
$27.99 on something called rallyhouse.com. You think rallyhouse.com will get this overnight? Ships in one business day. One business day is not going to get it done. Rallyhouse.com. No. I need it now. Rallyhouse.com.
I'm telling you, Amazon is the way to go. Robots at Amazon
during a commercial break,
sleep.
I'll do it.
Okay. Amazing.
All right, I'll do it during the break. Do it during the break.
Perfect. You got less than 8 minutes. Ole Miss still trailing Georgia Tech 8-9 here. In the Oxford Regional, Ole Miss was the +105 favorite to win it. But I know a lot of people liked Georgia Tech to win this one at +180. A big slugging team. They rank 11th nationally in OPS, 14th in batting average. So they're the type of team that can challenge you in a slugfest. And with a combined score of 17 runs right now, it looks like that's what's happening. Southern Miss, I believe, was the favorite to get out of their own regional. Yes, they were the +120 favorite over Bama at +175. Miami was 4-1. In an elimination game, Southern Miss, a 16 seed, looking like they are going to beat Columbia 8-1. Yeah. We got a few games. We got Tennessee playing Wake Forest tonight. That'll be a good one. We have East Carolina and Coastal Carolina. Again, Florida already out of that regional. We have Mississippi State and Florida State. That'll be a good one. So fun stuff here in the College Baseball World Series.
I was confused about this because I'm trying to keep up with these other sports. Well, Louisville, Wright State, that's tonight, 9 Eastern, right? And the winner of that goes to the Super Regional. That's a regional final. So if I misspoke earlier, I apologize. And you're seeing at this point of the tournament, when you're playing 3 games in 3 days, you've used your starters, you start to run out of pitching. Some of these scores indicate that. 15-8 NC State and Stetson, 23 runs total. 9-9 game in the 6th inning, Georgia Tech will miss. 10-10 North Dakota State Creighton. So 8-6 Little Rock DBU. Maybe you're at the point of the week. I know the lines have adjusted somewhat. You look at some of these totals for the night games, 13.5, 14.5. It's 14.5 basically across the board. Louisville, Wright State's at 15. They're high, but they're high for a reason. These teams at this point, bullpens are taxed. Teams run out of starters. You're talking about third, fourth starters. You throw in a metal bat with these good lineups, NCAA tournament level, you know, offenses. Overs might not be a bad way to go, even though these are clearly inflated here.
I remember our guest earlier in the show, Quentin Mills, had said for this, it was UC Irvine and Arizona. Nope, that wasn't it. It's the game being played in the Athens regional tonight. He said if the total is below 20.5 to bet the over, and I'm pretty sure the total was 14.5, but it makes total sense. And I was actually thinking that too, because where the Braves play is one of the best hitting environments in the country. There's probably a lot of good opportunities in a lot of these Southeastern regionals, especially Athens. So
right.
I thought it was cool that he specifically mentioned the over in that location. But I do want to get some WNBA lines in here for the folks interested in betting that tonight. It looks like Phoenix and LA have just tipped off. The Sparks came into this one a 3.5-point home favorite. We are just a few minutes into the first here, but Phoenix leading 6-5. The other two, actually Las Vegas and Seattle, also just tipped off with the Aces leading 12-5. They came into this one a 3-point road favorite. The one game you still have time to bet is undefeated Minnesota. They are 6-0 on the season playing Golden State. Minnesota is a 12-point favorite on the road. And I'm looking at the VSiN betting splits from Circa. Looks like everyone's leaning the Minnesota way. As our friend Jordan Robertson just told us, this is going to be all links in this one. 62% of the bets, 60% of the handle on the links to cover the 12 in this game. Looks like a lot of people like the under too. 75% of the bets, 99% of the handle. So if you don't have a bet there, folks at Circa are telling you links -11.5 and the under 157.5. Let's check in on the Memorial Tournament as well. Scottie Scheffler hanging on to his 4-stroke lead. He is 10 under for the tournament after 3 birdies and a bogey on the day. He and Ben Griffin on the final hole of the day. So it looks like this one is pretty much wrapped up. Ben Griffin has a really wonky day. 5 bogeys, 1 double bogey, 3 birdies, and an eagle. So that's about as inconsistent as you can get. He's at 6 under for the tournament after leading the first 2 rounds. Sepp Straka looks like if Ben Griffin holds here, it looks like Sepp Straka will finish for 3rd at 5 under, 5 strokes back of Scotty right now. But first of all, what a run for Ben Griffin. Sometimes you see these young guys, they're on a heater, and it's like, how much can they sustain that? And at what point do you want to fade them? This wasn't the week. Today I was curious in seeing how would he hold his own playing with Scottie Scheffler, because sometimes when you're paired with, you know, the best players in the world, like there's an intimidation factor. But I think the thing when you're paired up with Scottie is just, he's so calm. Like there's just no way you can rattle him. It's not like Tiger Woods where there was an aura about him, you know, and it's, I feel like it would be easier to be a little bit more intimidated when you're playing with a guy like Tiger. Scotty is just like, oh, I have to be perfect today, because even when Scotty messes up, he's going to bounce back. But no,
Scheffler needs some sort of personal drama, an affair, a drug problem. He's too boring. Yeah. He's too clean cut. We need some fireworks. We need him fighting with some of the other players. He needs to get arrested. We need some sort of drama, because he just buries everyone. You know, he's just a family guy. He's quiet. We need some drama here with Scheffler. Make it more exciting.
That's the thing. You only hear good things about him. Oh, he's great in this, this, and this. He's a great person, too. Great fan. But he doesn't care about our bets. That's the only bad thing we got on him, is that he's costing us our wallets. but we got the RBC Canadian coming up. Go ahead.
No, there's nothing even up at DraftKings now. You can bet. You can't even bet it. Everything's grayed out. You can bet winner without, but that's even grayed out. So it looks like Griffin's in good shape to finish in the winner without market. He's minus 1,600, but again, that's grayed out. Scheffler's just running away with this, making a mockery of this tournament, pretty much.
He makes a mockery of every tournament and everyone.
Yeah.
But good for Ben Griffin here, the 29-year-old out of Chapel Hill. Back-to-back top two finishes, I guess you can call it. It's actually three straight top 10 finishes for him. His sixth top 10 of the season. What a year for him. Coming up next, we are going to go back to the NBA Finals here and the Stanley Cup. We haven't talked about that yet today, so we'll get you some series bets here on Live Bet Sunday. You're listening to VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This summer, go all in at Circa Las Vegas with the ultimate getaway package, just $400 all in. You will get a two-night stay at Circa, a $100 dining credit, a $100 beverage credit, and your very own day bed at Stadium Swim, where the party never stops. All of that for just $400, resort fees and taxes included. This limited time offer is valid for stays until September 4th, so don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com. Will, you have been to the Circa, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Circa, Bar Canada, can't beat it. Andiamos at Circa, just absolutely tremendous. The ribeye, the lobster bisque, oh, my goodness, I'm hungry to begin with, but a great restaurant, highly recommend it. But some unfortunate news, was trying to order this Wright State hat between the breaks here. I don't think we can get it for next day. I mean, I can get it for next day, but I don't think I can get it by 9 a.m. Maybe there's a rally house around. Looked at that. Our great producer, Rick, suggested that. It's like an hour drive, and by the time we get done with the show, I close at 8. I don't think I can get it. So I'm committed to it. It would be a great bit. Anything to
Uber Eats it.
Anything to rub salt in the wound for a coworker, but it doesn't look like it's going to work.
No. Honestly, this was just the baseball gods telling us Jensen is too nice.
He's too nice.
Play a prank He's on. Nice. Yeah. We could have done it.
He would
it.
Laugh about it, though. He would have a good sense of humor about
he
it.
He would. He would. Does Grubhub? There's one. I think it's Uber Eats. You can get, like, non-grocery or non-food items.
You think they have a Wright State hat? If I go to Uber Eats, I can get a Wright State hat? I will lay the no on that one. I hope you're right, but I will lay the no on that one.
You know what, though? Props to your wife for searching the internet during that last block, though. I love how she's dedicated to a bit that she has no part in as well. So props to her. Picked a good one.
For sure.
Let's get into the NBA Finals here. Pacers at Thunder begins Thursday night with the Thunder, a massive favorite to win the series, minus 700. Pacers 5-1. I said this earlier, but pretty rare to see a team this juicy on the series price actually get upset. The Thunder are the 11th team favored at minus 600 or greater in the NBA Finals over the last 50 years. And those teams are 10-1 in winning the title. The only upset being
the Pistons over the Lakers.
There you go. So looking at this spread, though, Thunder, 9-point favorite at home, 9.5, depending where you look, 230.5. History would also tell you the team that loses game one goes on to lose the entire series. How do you, I know how you feel about the series, but do you have any bets on this game one yet?
I haven't. 9.5 is a lot. If I had to take it or lay it, oof, I'd probably lay it. But Pacers have been so good. I have to respect it somewhat to you know, just sit here and lay 9.5 points for as well as they've played, as well as they've shot, to just basically lay double digits without thinking twice. That feels disrespectful. But if I had to take it or lay it, I would lay the points. I just think this is a bad matchup. I just think you're fighting fire with fire. They play fast and up-tempo, and they press you, and they want to push the envelope. You're pushing the envelope against the wrong team because the Thunder are young, and they're deep, and they want to run, and they'll turn you over, and they'll turn your turnovers into points. It just feels like, looking back, and it's funny, that Sunday we did the show maybe 3 weeks ago, them against the Nuggets, where they were down 2-1 in the series, and they were down 8 in the fourth quarter. And if they didn't rally, they're down 3-1 in the series, and who knows, maybe they go home. They really haven't been tested since. They finished up Denver in 7. They dominated game 7. They blew Minnesota off the floor. It feels like that was their final test. And it feels like, looking back too, not only are the three best teams in the league in the West, the three best teams in the league might have been on the same side of the bracket, with the Thunder, the Clippers, and the Nuggets, all three of them squaring off, knocking each other off in those first two rounds. So I don't give Indy much of a shot. I get, from an aesthetic standpoint, this will be fun. If you want to just, you know, have a beverage or two and just turn the game on, you're going to be entertained, because these teams are going to go up and down the court. Totals 230.5, 231. You're going to see points. You're going to see tempo. You're going to see a lot of runs. Maybe this is a good situation for live betting, because you know what? Somebody jumping out to a 7-point lead or a 12-point lead, you're going to see wild swings. Just with the nature of how many points and how many possessions you're going to get. So, you know, maybe you look for Indy to jump out in front and you get OKC to a better number. That's not a bad way to play it. But a long-winded way of saying I would lay the 9.5 before I took it. And I do think the plus 330 to sweep at FanDuel is just a touch high. We're seeing plus 250, plus 260 in other spots. I think they go back to Indy up 2-0. And then who knows? Maybe you get game 3 and then you're sitting pretty there in game 4. So I like OKC. Who do you like in the series? And from a non-betting standpoint, like, who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for the underdog here in the Pacers?
I always root for underdogs in sports that, like, aren't my number one sport. You know what I mean? I just think it's fun. And Pacers fans deserve it. I just think Indiana folks are a fun-loving bunch. I have a few relatives there. Honestly, I've never met a person from Indiana that I haven't liked. So that's
oh, wow.
That is my take. No, Midwesterners, they're so nice. But, well, one trend I wanted to bring up here is back to this game one spread. Because how lopsided this is was a little surprising to me. Underdogs in game one of the finals are 2-18 straight up, 3-17 against the spread since 2005. And then going back to 1996, they're 8-21 against the spread. So, like, I'm curious to know, I wonder how many of those were just one possession and they lost out. Like, you know, the other trends we've talked about here is, you know, the big gap, the David Goliath here. So it would make sense. All these other finals are much closer than this year. So I'm guessing the reason why this trend is so lopsided is because it was just a one possession game and the underdog lost by one possession. I would love to see the record for a three possession dog, because although you like laying it with the Thunder, but I just thought that was interesting. 3-17 against the spread underdogs in game one. I have some more trivia for you if you're up for it.
I'm always up for it. Sure.
I will be really impressed if you get this, although it's not as hard as you think. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the favorite to win finals MVP at minus 600. He is in rarefied air, having won the regular season MVP and the Western Conference Finals MVP in the same season. Only four other players have done that. Can you guess who those other four players are?
So it has to be Western Conference, or could be any of the conference finals MVPs?
It's just Western Conference in regular season.
And regular season?
Mm-hmm. In the same season.
Jokic has got to be one. Right?
He's not. Wait. Oh, I'm setting you up for failure. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, sabotage! You know what? Because Jokic didn't win it that year. What is the?
No, you're right. Because I was looking at this list. I was like, why isn't Jokic on this? Oh my gosh, I just ruined it. Okay, no, it was players to win MVP and NBA Finals in the same. I screenshot the wrong thing. I'm sorry. I got to come back next week.
All right, so they've won Finals MVP and MVP. Jordan's one of them. Right?
It's not even that. I'm telling you, I screenshot the totally wrong thing. I messed this up. I do know.
Oh my goodness.
He is one of six players ever to win the regular season MVP and Western Conference Finals MVP. I just didn't screenshot the list, but I do know he's one of six. Anyways, maybe we should just talk about Finals MVP. Do you think anyone can challenge him for Finals MVP? We're just going to keep
Probably not. But did you see this? We probably should have talked about this. Siakam was 20-1 to win Conference Finals MVP heading into the game last night. He was like 5-1 in the third or fourth quarter, and he won it. Wow. And I don't know if you saw the video. They're about to announce the Conference Finals MVP. Halliburton takes two or three steps forward going up to collect his award, and then they announce Siakam, and he has to kind of do the Simpsons backtracking into the bushes, the Homer Simpson backtrack, and Siakam won it. But that was a huge upset, 20-1 before the game. I mean, we were sitting here yesterday looking for all these bets. That's a market we probably should have looked at a little harder because, I mean, I don't know that I would have thought to bet it, but he did have some big games. I'm surprised he won, but boy, 20-1 for having one good game. That's a hell of a payout. That's a hell of a return on your investment there.
Yeah, that's wild. I do feel like, this MVP market is definitely skewed, but it is fun when you have a heavy favorite to back them in the awards market. We'll have to think about who we would take here, because after Shea, it's Tyrese Halliburton at 7-1, then Pascal Siakam 16-1, Jalen Williams 30-1. Could be interesting to talk about as we get closer to tip-off, but
sure.
I gotta pay some bills here first. If you want to bet smarter this football season, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a full year of just $199 plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum. Sign up now and get instant access to a daily email with all the best bets from hosts and their guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, and 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back into Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network. I'm Grace Remington with Will Hill. We're going to get back into baseball in just a minute, but we do have an official score at the Memorial Tournament. Scottie Scheffler wins, surprise, surprise, at 10 under for the tourney. A four-stroke lead over Ben Griffin. He goes 70-70, 68-70, winning as the plus 290 pre-tournament favorite. And I'm looking at his 2025 results. We can't really think of a bad moment he's had. Maybe you can think of a bad moment, but not a bad tournament. I did not even know it was this good. So he's been in 12 tournaments this year with six top five finish. So 50% of the time, he's finishing in the top five. He has eight top tens, and his worst finish this year is a tied for 25th at the Phoenix Open, which doesn't even count as a golf tournament. So literally one of the greatest runs of all time. Our buddy Rick Gaiman at Rick Run Good says Scottie Scheffler has 16 PGA Tour wins in the last 1,200 days. It's one win every 75 days. If he keeps that pace, he'll match Tiger Woods' record of 82 wins in January 2039. So if there's any way to bet 14 years out, that's when he'll beat the record.
Noted. I will give out a live bet now, considering this is Live Bet Sunday. Andre Munoz, the great closer for the Mariners, has just blown his second save in a row. It was 1-0 in the ninth. He gave up a run, is now 1-1. If you go to FanDuel, you can bet American League Reliever of the Year. Munoz is still minus 125. Mason Miller for the A's, who has not been good at all recently, is plus 550. I've talked about this on other shows. I like Luke Weaver at 15-1. He's got like a 0.7 ERA. I don't know if that's changed in the last day or two. He's basically been unhittable. He's really been flawless for the Yankees in the closer role since they demoted Devin Williams. I know he doesn't have the number of saves you're looking for because he spent the first month as a setup guy, but New York market, he's a good story. He's a failed starter. There's still enough runway left in the season where he can pile up the saves. He's on a good team, a team that might be the one seed in the American League. Again, it's only a couple of saves, but I don't think this far out with how shaky Munoz has been, I don't think he should be odds on. I don't think Miller should be the second shot. I just think this market is off. So Weaver at 15-1, I do think is a strong bet.
No bias at all coming from the Yankees fan, right?
No bias. I'm for people that listen to me, I'm very, very harsh on my Yankees, and I think rightfully so. I don't play a lot of these awards. I did right around this time last year. I did take Judge 16-1 because I thought same thing. Market is just off. So it's not like I have a bunch of Yankees bets. I have under 93.5 wins. So I don't have a lot of pro Yankee stuff, but I don't know, 15-1. I just don't think the guy that's favored should be favored and should be favored by this much. It's still May, or it just turned June today, I guess. -125. He just blew two saves in a row. How can he be -125? Yeah. I don't know that Weaver's going to win. I just think this market is off. I know this market is off. He shouldn't be odds on.
Yeah, that's a great catch. We do cash our Andrew Heaney bet for the day.
Nice. Oh,
wait. Hold up. I got it. No, we didn't.
Oh my goodness.
I keep getting screwed up expanding and closing all these windows. This is live TV, folks. Let's get into Yankees Dodgers while we wait for that other bet to cash. How do you feel about this one tonight? I think we said earlier we're on the same side. Lots of runs.
Yeah, go back to the over. That was one where, man, if you tailed us on the over last night, you could have put your feet up pretty early and just enjoyed your winnings, seen your winnings go into your account. Some of these books, as soon as the game goes over, we'll cash your bet, we'll honor your bet. Was it 5-0 after one? There were 10 runs scored in like the second inning, by the second inning, 18-2 final. Mm-hmm. Game one was 8-5. That was with a pretty good pitching matchup. To me, I'll go back to the well. I'll go over here. What are we, 8.5, 9? Shop around, get the best number. I don't have the odd screen in front of me. Yarborough is, you know, look, fill-in type of guy. He's kind of a swing reliever, opener, starter. He's not really going to give you much. Pitched pretty well against the Angels on Memorial Day last Monday, but Dodgers, different story as we've seen. I actually like these under 3.5 strikeouts as well. I don't know how many bats he's going to miss tonight against this Dodger lineup. Yankees, I think, will put up some runs. Dodgers, I just think this will look like the first two games. Plenty of fireworks, plenty of offense on both sides. Look, it's square, but you know what? Square got you the cash the first two games in the series. Why not go back to the yep. over? It's kind of crazy to watch these first two games and think the Dodgers were plus money at home in both of these games and have absolutely bludgeoned the Yankees. I don't know that I want to lay the $1.75, but I like the over, and I like the under 3.5 Ks here for Yarborough. What are you putting on this game? What do you like?
You know what? I will play the over now because the price has come back down to something more manageable. It's back. The over 8.5 is -115. It was -130 when we started the show. So I went over to the Circa betting splits here, just curious to see what the action has been. And yeah, the under is taking a little, the betting splits are facing a discrepancy here, 36% of the tickets, but 58% of the handle on the under 8.5. So looks like that is what has moved the price. But I do like the over here, 80 degrees, 58% humidity. We have 8-mile-an-hour winds out to right center field. You talked about Yarborough, so I'll move on to Yoshi Yamamoto. He's priced as the second favorite in the NL Cy Young race, and rightfully so. But he is due some negative regression. He is not as good as that 197 ERA shows. He has a 254 expected, a 274 FIP. Again, good numbers, just not as good as the actual results have been. And his 81% strand rate tells us he has been lucky. We are seeing his numbers starting to come back down in the last five starts. He has a 3.0 ERA, a 315 xFIP. His stuff plus rating is 92. His pitching plus is 98. For context, for those who don't know, the average there is 100. So yeah, kind of fading both pitchers here. Loving the weather boost. So let's take the over 8.5. and Yankees Dodgers. You know,
Mariners win, by the way. Walk off.
I know. 2-1.
So it was 1-0 going into the ninth. Munoz blew it. 1-1. I guess Munoz is going to get the win here. Or it looks like a Rosarena with a walk-off single. So these were crazy games. The Friday night game was wild. That was a three-run game with two outs and a man on in the ninth. And Munoz blew that. He blew up. And then it was a 12-6 final in favor of the Twins. Last night went into extra innings. That was a game. Another one where Minnesota tied it in the ninth. And then tonight, same thing. We're tied in the ninth. So Minnesota in all three games went into the ninth trailing. In all three ninth innings, tied it up. But were not able to get the sweep. Mariners do salvage a game here, win the game 2-1 as it is a Rosarena who walks it off with a base hit.
Randy, there you go. He was one of my favorite people ever to cover, if you want a positive story. I don't know if you remember in the World Series season, that was his rookie season, and he wore
chicken and rice
cowboy
or whatever,
boots.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, that too. I forgot about that. Arroz. No, why? That's arroz con pollo. He wore cowboy boots during batting practice because they claimed they gave him more power. And that was really fun. I went to a Cavender store in Texas. The World Series was in Arlington, Texas at the brand new Globe Life Stadium, which is a beautiful ballpark, by the way. This is like the most local news story ever, but I went to a Cavender's and like tried on a bunch of different pairs of boots and was like, jumping up and down, running sprints, pretending to catch fly balls. Like, hey, which is the most powerful boot here? Cute story, but not one that I really want to show people now. But that was a good memory.
Well, did you swing the bat? He claimed to give him extra power. Did you take any swings with the boots on or no?
I unfortunately could not bring a baseball bat into a retail store. I think that would have raised some eyebrows. Even though I ended up buying a pair of Corral boots. I don't know if you've heard of Corral. They're one of the best brands. And they're covered in glitter.
Oh,
so got a nice little souvenir out of it. That was a good time.
I'm glad we got that covered.
Yeah, thank you. All right. The NBA Finals and Stanley Cup are almost here, and ProfitX is offering the best odds all playoffs long. ProfitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind in the United States. You will be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against sportsbooks. Exchanges guarantee you the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. You can even request your own odds. Download ProfitX today with the code VSIN and earn up to 200 in profit cash over your first month. Because we have a little less than a minute to go here, Will, I did want to ask your opinion on a different angle here to Yankees Dodgers, because I know you like these first fives. How would you feel about first five Yankees run line plus 115?
I'd rather just take a half a run and push on five, but I don't love the Yarborough-Yamamoto matchup. But if I'm going to do it, I'd rather just take a reasonable price, take the half a run and hope. You know what? 2-2 after five, I want to collect my bet and not push on a plus a half.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Makes sense. I just felt like that pitching matchup was a little closer than the market was making it. Coming up next, we will send you home with our best bets. This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back into Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Grace Remington with Will Hill. We've been hanging out with you for the past 3 hours. Now it's time to send you off with our best bets. Our best bets are brought to you by GBank. And right now, you can land the GBank trifecta. It's $500 from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. In the first 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. Then First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match, and VSiN completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through August 31st. which is a $200 value. So that's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head to VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. This is a one-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer and will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. So apply today. Terms and conditions apply. All right, let's get into it, Will. What are your best bets for this fine Sunday evening?
I will go over Yankees and Dodgers. Let's see what the best number is. I'll just give out the number at DraftKings. Over 8.5 minus 120. I'm fine with that. Two high-powered offenses. The first two games have gone way over. Yarbrough is very hittable. I think the Yankees can scratch a couple runs off of Yamamoto. So over 8.5 is a play for me. And I'll go under 3.5 strikeouts for Yarbrough. Was effective last time out against the Angels, but not a big swing and miss guy. Not sure how long he'll be around. We'll be interested to see how aggressive Boone is managing the game, figuring, you know what, I don't want to get swept. I just lost these guys in the World Series. They buried us the first two games. I got most of my relievers available. If I can get five solid innings out of Yarbrough, I'll go to the bullpen. I'll try to be aggressive in terms of winning this game. They have an off day tomorrow, so could see a shorter outing for Yarbrough, maybe even out under outs is a way to attack it. But I think the safer play is under 3.5 strikeouts. So over 8.5 for the total, Yankees Dodgers, under 3.5 strikeouts for Yarbrough. And NBA Finals, you can find this at FanDuel. Oklahoma City to sweep the broom is plus 330. I just think that this is a bad matchup. Indiana trying to fight fire with fire, trying to press OKC, trying to play up tempo. OKC is just fine playing up tempo, and they're going to do it with better athletes, deeper team, deeper bench. And I think this is going to be a very quick, very short NBA final. So OKC this week plus 330.
I like all of that. The thing with Ryan Yarbrough, I mean, he's a long reliever, an opener, really not so sure. And the reason why he is in this starting role is because the Yankees DFA'd Carlos Carrasco. You are more in tune with the Yankees than I am, so I don't know how temporary of a situation this is. Have you heard any updates on what Aaron Boone's plan with the rotation is?
I think they're just trying to piece it together, and Carrasco, I believe, was just called up, recalled back today, but this is just trying to piece it together probably until the deadline where they can add a starter. I'm sure they'll be in the market for a starter. I'm sure by the time the playoffs come around, it'll be Fried, it'll be Rodon, Schmidt. Remember, Luis Gil is injured. He's hopefully coming back in the middle of the season. So it's just kind of duct tape these last couple of spots. So I think they're just trying to piece it together until they can get some reinforcements.
That's fair. Looking at these lines, you mentioned the under 3.5 strikeouts for him, minus 115. The under 15.5 outs is minus 205. But I am with you on fading these pitchers. And I was scrolling through his last season as a full-time starter was 2021 with the Rays. And yeah, it's a lot of short outings here. I see a lot of fives, so should be good on that 15.5, despite the big number. But I like the over 8.5 in this one as well. I'm happier we're getting a better number here. I see a minus 115 at MGM for the over. We have great hitting weather tonight in LA, 80 degrees, 58% humidity, 8-mile-an-hour winds out to right center field. Don't trust Yarbs too much. On the other side, it's Yoshi Yamamoto. No doubt the better pitcher in this matchup tonight. He has the second shortest odds to win the NL Cy Young. However, he is due some negative regression, not as good as that 197 ERA would have you think. His expected ERA is 254 with a FIP of 274. And we have started to see that normalize a bit in his last five starts, a 3.0 ERA and a 315 xFIP. His stuff plus and pitching plus ratings have dropped below average now. We'll fade both of the pitchers here, take that weather boost for the hitting. And I know the Yankees bats have been kind of quieted the last two games, but they are a top two offense in the month of May against righties with a WRC plus of 118. So it's there. And now we're betting that it shows up tonight. So Yankees Dodgers over 8.5. Let's do it. We haven't talked about the Stanley Cup final at all during this show. So I'm going to go back to
one last thing about that game. Yeah. It just popped into my head. Sorry to jump in. Would you look at a Yerfie there? Because Judge and Ohtani homered in the first inning on Friday. We got a bunch of early fireworks. Last night, the Dodgers put up, what, a five spot in the first inning. Are we overthinking it, underthinking it? Should we just play a Yerfie and lay the juice? I know it's different pitchers, but with Judge and Ohtani,
you're overthinking
and these,
it at all.
All these different ways to score on one swing, shouldn't we just play? Should we just be looking at a Yerfie maybe?
Yeah, I want to see what the at a -115. Yeah, yeah, let's
That's
do that.
That's reasonable.
I all like right. that. Yeah, I was looking for home run props as well. I was thinking maybe Freddie Freeman +500, but Yerfie just. That feels a lot easier. So let's do that. Stanley Cup Finals, do want to squeeze a little bit of that in here because we haven't gotten into it yet today. My favorite play here, of course, it's a rematch of last year. Edmonton, the favorite to get revenge, -120 to win the series. Let's go Oilers to win, 4-3. So Oilers to win in 7 at +450. You have two of the most prolific offenses, or the two most prolific offenses in the playoffs here. Two of the best goaltenders, Sergei Bobrovsky in his last 10 games, a 157 goals against average, a 93.5% save percentage with two shutouts. Oilers goaltender Stuart Skinner has gone 6-1 in his last 7 with a 141 goals against, a 94% save percentage. The difference here is the Oilers have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, the best 1-2 punch in the world. Maybe you can stop one of them, but can you stop both of them? They've led all scorers in the playoffs. And the Oilers in 7 home playoff games this postseason have gone 6-1 with a +16 goal differential. So they have the home advantage here. Let's go Oilers to win in 7. Can I get you interested in that?
I like it. I think it's a long series. I think that a lot of these guys at VSiN do a great job with the hockey, whether it's, you just go down the line. Jay Conn, I know, Jonathan Davis comes on and does a great shot, great job with all this stuff. We got a lot of different handicappers with hockey that do a good job. And Guy Jiff, look, it's hard to be an expert in every sport. That's why you go to VSiN.com. You sign up for all of the things VSiN has to offer, it really helps you. And from what everyone says, this is going to be a long series, a competitive series. And watching these teams, these games, you would think it's a long series. I remember Florida, they were down 2-0 to Toronto in round 2 and down 3-1 in game 3, about to be eliminated pretty quickly by the Maple Leafs. They got off the mat, buried the Maple Leafs in game 7, and here they are in a final. So, yeah, Oilers in 7 +450. If you get to a 7th game, you can figure out what to do. You can profit off it. You can let it ride. You can play it live. But I think we're looking at a long series here. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, you mentioned the Panthers and their comebacks. I should give them credit for playing on the road, too, because they have won their past 5 road playoff games, outscoring opponents 27-7 in those games. So it'll be a good one regardless. But now that we have a minute and a half left, I got to put you on the spot, Will, because you've been promising me for weeks now these musical theater stories. I got to drive across town for my musical rehearsal tonight. And I need to know how you got into it in college.
We only have a minute left. I'll go quickly. My academic advisor my first year was a student. She was a couple years older than me. And she was very attractive. And she's telling me my options, like what classes I could take. You could take theater. You could take art. She goes, but if you take theater, we get to be in the same class together. So I ended up taking it. And, she asked me to hang out a couple of times. Nothing ever happened. I was dating my girlfriend, who's now my wife. So nothing ever happened. But maybe 7-8 years later, I'm at a fantasy football draft. Didn't know the guy, friend of a friend, in walks in. This girl I haven't seen in 7-8 years, the academic advisor. Her XFIP had gone up by a couple of runs, to put it kindly, at that point. We'll end the show on that
coming. All right, so you picked right.
Yes.
We still need your wife to find the right state hat, though.
Correct.
Good stuff. All right, this has been fun, Will. Thanks for doing it with me. I'll see you next weekend. For everyone else, stay tuned here to VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, because coming up next, Live Bet Saturday continues with Greg Peterson, and then it's Cashing Out with Ben Wilson. For Will Hill, I'm Grace Remington. Thanks, and have a good night.